The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
He's a hometown kid who became a major league star. And now he's part of our broadcast family here in Atlanta. It's the Jeff Francoeur Show. Frenchie is only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Jeff Francoeur joining us each and every week on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. And Jeff, I guess what we have seen going back to the series in Philadelphia through yesterday is pretty much the Braves this year. Explosions, and then the offense disappears, and vice versa. Is Jeff with us? We'll check in with Jeff momentarily, but back to the point. Ah, there he is. So, Jeff, again, thanks for coming on as always. And we talked about this offense or lack thereof. You know, you never know what you're going to get from the Braves day to day.
No, you know, look, you go into the game last night and you tell yourself you give up one run. You know, you figure you're going to sweep a doubleheader. But at the same time, offensively, they only scored two, so it could have been the other way. This is just a team, like we said, guys, has not been able to get over that hump of getting a winning streak going. And, you know, I thought last night after that first game how good they played that, and facing the bullpen, a great opportunity for a sweep and, you know, kind of an opportunity wasted.
Jeff, you gave up three runs in three games and you went 1-2. That's it. I can give you the whys. You and I were texting. I said something earlier this morning, whether it's the shift on Nimmo, whether it's the Shadazi tag up there, all those things are inside the game. But the big picture is you gave up three runs in three games and you went 1-2.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last night. You knew you were going to have to win close games. When you lost Ronald, you lost a lot of the, you know, high-powered offense, some big-time RBI numbers. But I think, like anything, you've got to find a way to win some of those games. And, look, we came back after the All-Star break and that Friday and Sunday game against the Rays and lost both of them late with the bullpen. And so, you know, you're just looking around at it, telling yourself, you know, you keep losing those games, eventually you're going to run out of time. And right now, that's the thing. The Mets, you know, look, Mets two games, erased last night, and they didn't lose anything on the Braves. That's a win for them.
Yeah. I was going to say, Jeff, the one thing, whether it's good news or bad news, if I look at that Met lineup, they're not an ounce better than the Atlanta Braves, which could mean, oh, of course we're going to buy because look who we're chasing down. They're not that good. Which means the night that a Charlie Morton starts, you better win. The night that a Drew Smyly starts, you better win. And you can't boot away a game like yesterday or this weekend twice where you had pitching performances that you are in a position where you have to win those games. There's no close. There's no anything else. You have to win these types of games.
Yeah, look, when you got a five-game lead, you don't mind doing what the Mets did last night. You don't mind losing one, winning one. Right now for the Braves, it's being able to get on a streak, and that's why I've said I think the most they've won all year is three in a row, and that's just crazy when you think about the high-powered offense, you know, early in the season, but then the pitching performances they've got. The pitching has been honestly good enough to get wins, and we just haven't been able to.
You know, you look at a guy, and he's low on the list, but he's one of many problems in Pablo Sandoval. How long do you think he still sticks around, because obviously he's not the guy we saw early in the season?
No, he's not, and I think that's something it'll be interesting the next 48 hours to see if Alex tries to get another bat in here off the bench, someone else to do something, because that is. I mean, right now that was a great story early, and, you know, you haven't got any production. And right now coming off the bench, you don't have a lot of thump, a guy that really can put the fear in. And it look, that's just a – when you're playing close games, that's a big piece. When you have the offense that you did last year for the Braves, to me, it's you don't have to have it. Right now, they need someone to be able to fill that role.
What do you think about the idea that you might throw a glove, whether it's the Braves or somebody else, the Trevor Story thing? Let's just put him in the outfield. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to get shortstop money. He's good enough to be involved in that class where the payday is going to be big. As a player, I don't think it's insulting, but it is interesting that you might ask a guy to go do that for a couple of months?
Well, look, I think you can tell him, do you want to come here and do that, or do you want to sit in Colorado the rest of the year and you know, play the next 2 months out? I would think a guy like him who knows he's about to get paid would say, I don't mind going somewhere for 2 months and playing a different position if it's going to get me in a pennant race. And quite frankly, you know, guys, if the Braves are able to sneak in the postseason and he can have some postseason at bat, it only enhances his value, you know, to me going forward to free agency.
Jeff Francoeur with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Oscar Rinoa going to throw down in Florida tonight. Do you put him in the pen when he comes back? What would you do?
Absolutely. Right now, look, he's in the rotation for me next year, no doubt going forward. But if you can only, you know, get him to throw two or three times in the next 7 days and somehow get him at the in the pen here in the next week, I love that. Because, guys, for him to stretch out as a starter, you're looking all the way into early September. So I just don't have time for that right now, and I think he'd be a huge asset out of the pen. That's a right-hander throwing 98, 99 out of the pen with a wipeout slider. If you only got a little bit of time, I want to see that, not spend a month in AAA stretching out.
Here's the good news and bad news of that. He didn't have an arm problem. It was a broken hand. The problem is you've really got to get him not only to buy in, but you've got to figure out how he can get up and down in that scenario, Jeff, which he hasn't done. So, again, he's not coming back off an elbow or a shoulder where I'm trying to stretch him out to be a starter. I can get him back sooner. I just think he has to buy into the idea of what do I have to do to be ready every other day, every third day, instead of being a starter. It does get a little tricky.
It does, but I think the one good thing when you think about that is he's young. And so the fact of the matter is it's not like he's been in this rotation, you know, for a while doing this. He's not a 10-year guy from a starter standpoint. So I think you look at it as the fact that he's able to get in maybe as a young guy and say, you know what, I don't mind doing this for, you know, 2 months knowing that, hey, come spring training, I'm one of the five guys in the rotation. I think that helps that he's young.
All right, Jeff, listen, we appreciate the time. Take care of those kids, and we'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.